The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. That means the Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829. Power Hour. Jay standing by to take your call. She'll be joining us later in the hour, by the way. Talk about fasting and all that good stuff. In the meantime, since we're on the health category here, the Cato Institute has filed a Freedom of Information Act request. Yep. In the federal district court in the District of Columbia against Department of Health and Human Services. It's asking the court to declare that the Health and Human Services Department is in violation of the federal Freedom of Information Act law because months ago they'd asked them for data. They want to measure how managing medical data and how it applies equally to complex government programs like Medicaid. So he wants to do a study about that because the federal state initiative reimburses medical services provided to over 80 million beneficiaries in multiple categories using a variety of service delivery mechanisms. Assessing federal and state Medicaid policies is complicated by the unavailability of comprehensive public data. So they asked for some from Department of Health and Human Services. This is, they asked from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Everybody knows what that is. If you ever had to deal with Medicare for a claim, you're going to go through CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, right? But they didn't want to cough it up. So now they filed suit. You know, because this data set is not made available to the public and they want to know what's going on. They're kind of like a watchdog organization. So the fight continues. You know, they're arguing that this data should be freely available to any organization that's got the capacity to process and analyze very large data sets, which it is. Cato Institute's pretty big. They're a libertarian think tank, by the way, for those of you that don't know who they are. Now let's talk about this OPIL. OPIL. OPILL.com. I guess Perrigo, the pills manufacturer of OPIL. Walgreens and Walmart's going to sell them online as well as in the stores. Online sales just started. This is an over-the-counter birth control pill. I guess, you know, if you ordered online, those orders get fulfilled within 24 to 48 hours and take about 3 to 5 business days. So I guess you're going to have to abstain from sex for a bit. You know, usually you have to take those things. And I mean, what testing has been done? I mean, this is just like estrogen. I mean, a lot of these pills have estrogen in them. I wonder how much they've tested these things to make sure that they're safe. But don't you worry. All of these liberal thinking ladies will buy them and take them. Don't know what the risks are yet. But, you know, hey, they're going to make money off at Big Pharma. So that, you know, women can go out and avoid procreation and go out and have whatever kind of sex, promiscuous or otherwise, they want to have. That's what this is all about. Wow. It's amazing that, you know, stuff like this is allowed to go on, isn't it? I mean, God said, be fruitful and multiply, and here's OPIL. Almonds, by the way. Science are saying that almonds are the new anti-aging superfood. Really? They got a lot of vitamin E in them. Alpha tocopherol. That's what it is. It likely protects cell membranes against wrinkle-causing free radical damage from sunlight and other aging factors. So, in other words, you eat almonds. Oh, look what it does to my skin. Mm-hmm. Yep. Helps keep skin looking young, according to new emerging research. And of course, you know, they got to tell you about it. They got to tell you, these two recent clinical trials found that eating almonds on a regular basis led to significant reductions in facial wrinkles and age spots in postmenopausal women over 16 to 24 weeks. Ah, so you have to eat them for almost a half a year before you notice anything. So the first study, let's tell you, well, you got to eat an awful lot of almonds, don't you? We're talking about the raw almonds. Don't get all that garbage, honey coated and all this. No, we're talking about 2 ounces of almonds per day, which supposedly supplied 20% of their daily calorie needs. After just 16 weeks, photographic analysis showed 9% shallower wrinkles in the almond group compared to controls eating calorie matched snacks. Gotta love that. So, see, and, you know, we don't know how many of those women actually put egg white on their face. You know how that works? Egg white on their face? Because that will stretch and, you know, make your wrinkles go away, too. Oh, yeah. Look at that. I eat all these almonds. Look at my face now. Wow. That's what they said. The second trial, which was published in 2021, used a similar protocol with 59 grams or 2.1 ounces of almonds per day. This time, even greater wrinkle improvements of 16% were seen at 16 and 24-week follow-ups in the almond group. Additionally, a 20% decrease in facial hyperpigmentation occurred. Huh. So you eat almonds, they maintain stable skin sebum production. Given excessive semen drives acne and seborrheic conditions, he shows almonds may normalize oiliness for clear, youthful skin. Huh. Interesting. Something you may not have known. Now we're telling you. So now you know. We told you about earlier this stuff with AI and what they're trying to get done about Apple retaining Google to power the new iPhone with Gemini AI technology. Wow. Yeah, they're in talks to power features like Siri in a future iPhone software update coming later in 2024. According to people familiar with the situation, Apple has reportedly conducted similar talks with ChatGPT maker OpenAI. The potential integration of Google Gemini into iOS 18. Well, that could bring a range of new cloud-based off-device AI-powered features to Apple's smartphone, including image creation or essay writing based on simple prompts. In other words, hey, Siri, help me write my term paper. Yeah, thank God mine hasn't gone off yet because I didn't say it loud enough. You notice, you know, when you have your phone near you and you say something, all of a sudden you get this, you know, it's like, I didn't talk to you. But you say, seriously, and she comes on. So you can't say any words like, seriously. See, you know, see, my phone's not even open. That's why she's not listening. The thing is they're listening, just like your Alexa. They're listening. And Lord only knows who they're communicating with. But, hey, let's put it in your phone. Is that surveillance state? I don't know. 8 minutes after the hour, and speaking of Google, there's a new study out by the Media Research Center alleging that Google has repeatedly interfered in U.S. elections for the last 16 years, favoring leftist candidates and suppressing conservative voices. Are you surprised? Wow. 16 years, 41 separate instances, according to a bombshell report from MRC. The Free Speech America division of MRC conducted the study, leveling severe allegations against Google, claiming it systematically utilized its immense technological prowess to sway electoral outcomes in favor of left-leaning candidates. Well, you see, here's the thing. As long as you're going to pay attention to what's going on in social media, I mean, we'll get into detail. I'll give you the goop on it. The goop, not the scoop, because it is goop. These infractions all have to involve with algorithmic manipulation to outright censorship. Google favored Barack Obama over his Republican rivals, John McCain and Mitt Romney. Refused to rectify a derogatory Google bomb smearing Rick Santorum during the 2012 GOP primaries. Excluded potentially damaging autofill results for Hillary Clinton in 2016 while not extending the same courtesy to Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. Moreover, the researchers at MRC assert that Google disabled Tulsi Gabbard's ad account during the 2020 Democratic debates, suppressed by negative coverage of Joe Biden, concealed most Republican campaign websites in 2022's competitive Senate races, and is actively aiding Biden's 2024 campaign by burying in its search results the campaign websites of almost every one of his significant opponents. That would include Trump and RFK Jr. All because of their algorithm. But see, as long as people are going to rely on the internet, you know, for what? I mean, if it's on the internet, it must be true. See how people are? Well, the mainstream media reported it must be true. Go out and get the jab. The mainstream media said so. It must be true. Why would they report it if it wasn't true? Wow. Have we become that stupid of a society that we trust mainstream media now? Well, the View said it must be true. There's a shift show for you. Wow. Now, you talk about surveillance state. The Philippines is allowing children 4 years of age and under to sign up for the country's digital ID, the Philippine Identification System, or PhilSIS. Signing up for it usually requires biometric information such as fingerprints, iris scan, facial image. Registering children, however, will only require a demographic data and a photograph, according to the Philippine Statistics Authority and the Central Visayas region. The agency, which is in charge of implementing the digital ID system, will only capture the biometrics once they reach the age of 5. Why is that? Probably because of the iris development. And, of course, the PhilSIS number, or PSN, will be linked to their parents or legal guardians, and upon reaching the age of 15, the biographic and biometric data will be recaptured once again, according to Cebu Daily News. Philippines are currently on a drive to register 92 million Filipinos for PhilSIS by June of this year. They've been sending out mobile teams to isolated areas, including special PhilSIS boats. As of March, the country had 85 million registered residents in the system. The Cayman Islands government has presented plans for issuing physical and electronic ID cards, known as EIDs, to people of all ages, starting in the last quarter of this year. The first citizens that will get the new IDs will be the elderly and the young, followed by the rest of the population, which is due to receive cards next year. Government said it chose to target the older and younger population first, as they often lack alternative forms of ID, such as passports. Really, in here, I thought all the adults wanted to travel, go on a cruise. Yeah. Go to a war-torn country. Go visit that and see if there's really a war going on. You know, albeit it might involve our risking our lives. I don't understand why some of these people are going there. All the Haitian migration boats are coming to the south coast of Florida, according to Tucker Carlson in a new video. Why does everybody want to go to Dominican Republic and Haiti? There's riots going on. Of course, they're downplaying that cannibalism thing. Of course, they're not eating human beings over there. That's, you know, you remember what I said about AI and what's going to happen over time? You won't know what to believe. You see how easy it is to invent stuff? I mean, AI, ChatGPT, the attorney that got fined $5,000 because he relied on ChatGPT to write his legal briefs, and it spit out 12 false cases that law clerks in the judge's office discovered, looking all this up, and says, hey, this doesn't exist. This is phony. And he got slapped with a $5,000 sanction for using AI to write his legal briefs. Sorry, but this is not going to cut it in the legal system. I don't care what the state of Washington says. Oh, you didn't hear about that? I didn't include it in there because I'm like, we'll see. The state of Washington has decided that as long as you have gone to law school, that you're going to have a limited bar exam, if any, because of the fact that these bar exams are oppressive and cater to everyone but minority groups. Yeah, so they're going to shave down and put their bar exams into simple See Dick and Jane Run format. Multiple choice. And they're going to make it so easy that an eighth grader could pass it. By the way, the Washington State Bar owes me $50. I tried to sign up and get a class up there on quiet title, teaching attorneys quiet title actions. Never heard a peep out of them. Sent my $50 in, not a peep. They couldn't even respond, which tells you just how crooked Washington State courts are. Judges are in bed with the banks up there. I know because I was up there and my book, Clouded Titles, was used as an authority in an amicus brief that was filed in the Bain decision for the Washington Supreme Court in August of 2012. That's how far my research has gone. That's why I spent all my time figuring out ways of recusing judges, especially when they step over the line and make comments like, oh, well, they're just a deadbeat. They don't want to pay. Oh, really? Gee, that's funny. We haven't even had a chance to present our evidence yet. And now already the judge is making comments like this. See, when they do that, that's bias. That prejudices your case, especially when they say it on the record. That means you get to kick them out. We have people all over the U.S. that are doing just that. They're recusing judges to the point where they're having to bring judges in from other districts or change venues in order to get a judge to hear a case because they recuse all the judges in the county that their property is in because the judges are all biased. This is how crazy it is, folks. And now Washington State wants to make it easy to get a law license. Can you imagine people going into court and being represented by these rookies? I mean, you didn't trust attorneys now. I've got some new stuff posted on my Substack page for free. For those of you that want to go to davekrieger.substack.com and read it, it's about what happens when you get served with a foreclosure notice. I've got parts one and two already up. I'll be posting two more parts here in the future. But it's worth the read because it's an overview of what's going on in this country's court system now. And if you know somebody, you or somebody else you know, that's having problems that thinks you might be facing default and foreclosure, you really need to read this and send your friends over there to read it as well. Hey, you know, we're trying to pay it forward here, folks. It's the reason we're on the air. In the energy and environment category, we've been doing a lot of research here at the Power Hour, and we have an article in here about before you invest in solar, consider the cost versus your electric bill. Because, see, a lot of these companies, they come in and they want to load your entire roof with solar panels. And boy, once you get done with the batteries and you get done with the, you know, all of that. It's like, okay, we posted some key takeaways, like the amount you'll save by going solar varies based on how much you pay for electricity now versus installation cost, your energy uses, the rebates and incentives available where you live. Most property owners are going to see a return on their investment. It'll take 6 to 10 years to see it. You can maximize your solar savings by shopping around, obtaining multiple quotes from different installers. The more quotes you get, the more likely it is you'll find additional savings. Well, I put a little footnote in here. With advances in technology, you look at the types of solar panels and the quantity you're going to need. Be prepared to replace those panels within 25 years. There are some solar companies out there. You only need 3 solar panels, and they only run $450 a piece. As a matter of fact, the one company won't even let you have more than 3 solar panels running their system, because you'd be overloading the system. Yet you get all these doofuses out there that want to load your entire roof up with solar panels so they can rack up a $16,000 tab. You see what I mean about going out and doing searching? Search the internet. We have Lion Energy, by the way. That is one of our partners here on the Power Hour. So, you know, before you go out and spend massive amounts of money, you know, do your homework. The EPA, by the way, faces a legal threat over unregulated radioactive fertilizer waste. Didn't know that was going on, huh? These radioactive waste stockpiles are found in three states, Louisiana, Texas, and Florida. Florida's situation particularly concerning, with over a billion tons of the substance spread across 25 stacks. Wow. Imagine driving past the landfill and quickly closing your windows to block out the stench. Now imagine you got your windows rolled down and you smell something. It's stench, all right. It could be towering mountains of radioactive fertilizer waste silently poisoning our environment and endangering our health, and you're breathing it in. Yeah, we have to do something about this. Group of environmental organizations has filed a notice of intent to sue the EPA for its mishandling of these radioactive fertilizer waste regulations. Phosphogypsum has not been regulated well enough. This is a byproduct of radioactive fertilizer that creates massive piles of leaking waste that pose a hazard to people, animals, and the environment. That's a real problem. The radioactive substance forms during the production of phosphoric acid, which is commonly used in fertilizer. Along with its leachate, it contains various hazardous substances such as chromium, cadmium, lead, and arsenic. Even low levels of exposure to these substances have the potential to cause cancer and harm several organs. Just so you know. 21 minutes after the hour, moving into the gardening, farming, and homesteading section for those of you thinking about doing raised bed gardening, we've got 32 ideas for doing that in our link. And you're like, but I don't have internet. Well, you go to the library and look us up. Raised bed gardens, easier to use and customize. Here's the benefits. We'll just give you a little list for sure. Better soil drainage, obviously. That's why I like raised bed gardens. In fact, I've got seven of them. Six of them are in the shape of a four-leaf clover, and one is a rectangle, and I'm going to make a decorative garden with that. Doing all sorts of raised beds. Yeah, we got places out there. We're going to figure out where to put them. I'm going to keep them inside the gates and inside the fence to keep the animals away. So not only do you get better soil drainage that I can seriously attest to, they're easier to reach. The soil mix can be customized. Oh, don't I know that? I mean, you can actually get the raised bed gardening soil. I get mine from Tractor Supply. You can go shop. And I also, when I get that, for every six bags of the raised bed garden soil I get, I buy the bag of humus and manure. It's a combo mix. It's a smaller bag. And I do one of those for every six bags and mix them all in a wheelbarrow and then dump it in. So you put in three bags in the wheelbarrow, dump in half the bag of the manure and the humus mix, and then, mix it in there real good and then pour it in and do with the other half, the other three bags and the other half of the bag of manure. And it you can customize it that way. And I'll tell you what, it's the veggies go crazy. These are portable. You can move them if you don't like them where they're at. That's the one another thing I like about it. And that's what every single one of these little raised bed gardens I'm putting together look like. They're easier on your back, especially if you go with raised bed. They look nice. They have fewer pest invasions. There's improved drainage because of the fact of where they're contained. And there's fewer weeds as a result. And there's better soil temperatures. It can be temporary. It can be permanent. And there's less concern about soil contamination from all of this garbage that we've had to put up with, thanks to those airplanes flying all over the place. 11 uses for cherry stems and pits and what to do with them. Oh, yes, cherry stems. I know there are people out there that are talented enough that they can tie a knot in one with their tongue, with their mouth. Now, that's not what I'm talking about here. No, we're talking about non-recipe uses. Everybody loves them, except I used to do cherry Kool-Aid. Black cherry was one of my favorites. I liked black cherry soda when I was growing up. Wow. Not a big fan of cherry pie. Don't really do it. Apple pie. Yeah, you got me. Key lime. You got me. Cherry. Nope. Oh, well, teach his own, right? You got non-recipe uses, pot substrate, believe it or not. Cherry pits are mildly acidic. Knowing this, we can repurpose them as a substrate at the bottom of a pot for a houseplant in the place of gravel to promote drainage. Huh. Natural acidity of the pits help keep any lingering water free of germs and other microorganisms that might suddenly take hold and endanger our plants at the roots. Did you know? A stress ball. At the end of the day, cherry pits are basically tiny beads, and so long as you clean them up well, let them dry out, they can be used as such. You rub them to alleviate stress. A hot pad. Did you know? Method earlier generations knew all about for alleviating cramps and other pains, or just for comfort on a chilly or lonely night. Cherry pits, it turns out, are good at holding heat. When you put a bunch of them in a cloth sack and heat them up gently, probably in the nuker, you can use it for warming up a cold bed. You'd know that, did you? How about barbecue stove fuel? Cherry pits you can use as a fuel for your barbecue grill, smoker, or any other stove. It burns quite hot because of the oil content. You might imagine they also impart a truly wonderful aroma, which you can enjoy in your home, at your campsite, part of your favorite food. Compost additive. There's another good one. They're compostable. Did you know cherry pits are? Being organic matter, they're going to break down just like anything else you'd put in your compost pile. They're full of various nutrients and compounds that can improve the overall health of the resulting compost. But there's a trick. You never want to throw whole cherry pits in your compost pile, because not only will they take forever to decompose that way, but there's also a non-zero chance they're going to sprout into a cherry tree. Grind and crush them up into a coarse meal. I like using coffee grinders, folks. They're out there. You can do a cherry stem herbal bath along with other ingredients. You make a relaxing herbal bath with cherry stems. Smells great. Helps you unwind. Does wonders for your skin. Some folks even swear it helps with aches and pains. And believe it or not, cherry pits and cherry stems are both useful as ingredients in their very own recipes. And we have all that when you click on the link, and you can find that out. Under Second Amendment, a judge has ruled that illegal immigrant can carry guns. Remember the Carbajal Flores decision? Yeah. Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman rejected two motions to dismiss. The third motion, based on a 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, triggered the dismissal of the case. She is an Obama appointee. She said, yep, life disarmament of an individual based on alienage or nationality alone does not have roots in the history and tradition of the United States. So Mr. Carbajal Flores, being an illegal immigrant, hadn't committed a crime, so he gets to keep a gun. Lovely, huh? Meanwhile, a Texas woman who was drugged and kidnapped turned the tables on her attacker by shooting him dead. Yeah. Happened just a couple days ago. This happened in Fredericksburg, Texas, out there in Gillespie County, east of Austin. Imagine how that works. Well, we're going to try to reach out to Power Hour J after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
9829. And it's 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. The Power Mall number 877-817-9829, but you might get an answering machine, or you might get Catherine, you might get somebody. But you won't get Power Hour J because she's here with us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. And good morning, listeners. How are you?
Yep. Hey, I tell you what, we can open the phone lines for those of you that have questions about any of our products. And you want to talk to a human being, you can talk to Jay this morning, 844-769-2944. And wait for the prompts and press one to get into the studio because, you know, God knows we don't like those crank calls. You know, it's really funny that we would start getting those right after we talked about that story. So anyway, Power Hour Jay, what's going on in Jay's corner?
Well, I wanted to cover a few things, but since you opened up with, you know, open lines and they can call in and ask questions, that just hit something in my brain yesterday. I had a customer, and anytime a customer and I, and she or he starts talking about, oh my God, I have learned so much. My life is so different because of the products, because of what Joyce started years ago. My life has just turned around and it's totally different. Don't do that with me, guys. I love you, but I can talk for 30 minutes about these products, what they've done to me, how they've changed my life, how just I'm blessed to have them. And I feel so much better, so much younger than I did even 10, 15 years ago. And to that point, I want to reiterate, I know I've said it before, but if you do call and you don't get me right away, please leave a message, please. Sometimes I can be on the phone with the customer for 5 minutes. Sometimes if they bring up the fact that what these products do, just like I said, we're in trouble.
Don't say 5 hours.
No, I won't say 5 hours, but I just love talking about the products. So please, yeah, don't continuously call 18 times in 10 minutes. Just leave me a message. Yeah. It'll be messaging, and I'll call you right back, please. The other thing I want to just update a few things is we know with having Justin Porter on the air that they're going to start drop shipping for us. We're looking at either the first or second week in April. So just keep your eyes out. And Dave, we'll have you to announce when that happens. But it's such a wonderful thing. We're going to put 150 items that North American Urban Spice carries on our website. You can never call again when this happens and say, is it in stock?
Yeah, it's always a panic. Because here's the thing. You and I both know that, and we've been online, we've been to thepowermall.com, and we've gone online, looked at the catalog of just what you have. And if you were to go to North American Urban Spices website, and some of them have gone to Amazon looking for this stuff. And I mean to tell you, we're talking about dozens of products that this company makes.
It's all natural.
I mean, holy smokes. You really expect us to be able to carry all that? Well, soon you'll have access to all of it.
Right. We're going to put it on our website. We'll make it available for anyone to call and order. We'll send the order to North American Urban Spice, and they're going to ship it for us, just like we did with Strauss, just like we do with Grown by Nature. It's a wonderful relationship. It's a win-win for us. We don't have to warehouse the product. We don't have to put, you know, $200,000 worth of inventory, probably more than that, into our warehouse because we don't have the money for that. But we all know how much we love North American Urban Spice products. So I am just so excited about that. That's going to happen soon. They are building or switching to a new warehouse. I'm not sure which. So that's why it'll be first or second week in April. We're not sure, but Justin is keeping in contact with us. In the meantime, you know, Catherine's out there. She's got to put all 150 products into our website with, you know, count, description, all that. Oh, I feel sorry for her, but it's well worth it. You know, she told me one time she didn't care how long it took, if she had to stay up all night doing it. We're just excited to have that relationship. We feel bad when a customer calls and say, you know, you're out of stock. You were out of stock last week. Believe me, we wish we had full stock of everything. You have to know that. I know you know us. I know you know how much we love to support the Power Hour, the Power Mall, and buy, you know, let's go into that. Let's go into donations. Let's talk about donations. We do have a donation button on our website, thepowerhour.com. We ask for donations, and whether it be $5, I literally had a customer yesterday, and we're talking about kind of this similar thing. They're, you know, a 30-minute conversation. Love them. And he made the comment to me, why is it, and this is a customer and his wife. They, you know, sometimes I'll get a customer and it's on speakerphone and, you know, they put their spouses on. He brought up the fact to me that many people don't even like going online to donate because they don't want to put their credit card online. We fully understand that. But if you have the capability, it's there, it's available. And he even mentioned, you know, if everyone listening to the show regardless of if you don't want to order products. Some people, I understand, they're on pharmaceuticals and that gets them through their life. That is their life. We don't judge. We're not here to do that. We're just here to make you healthier and better your life if that's what you desire. So even if everyone, if you don't want to buy a product, why doesn't everyone that listens to the show, if you like what you're hearing, why are you not sending in, and you can send cash, check, or money order, $5 a month. I have been to other websites, and let's go into that here in just a minute. Because if you have your paper and pencil, which hopefully you do, I'm going to give you the address to send a donation. It can be $5. It can be a dollar. I mean, it just matters that, yes, we do need support. The Power Mall is the only thing that supports the Power Hour radio show. That's it. And the address is P.O. Box 14921. Again, 14921. Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And I've been to other websites. They charge, I won't mention a name, a specific website that I know a lot of our listeners go to. I went there. I wanted to listen to a show that someone told me to listen to. They wanted me to pay. I wanted to listen to a past show that someone told me, you got to hear this one from blah, blah. And it was from 2 weeks ago. I had to pay to archive that past show. Are you guys catching on? We don't charge you anything. And a lot of those websites too, they track the viewers. They have like Google advertising. And believe me, I've seen some Google advertising that was not fit, especially for children to be on. Some of them were a little sketchy on their advertisements on their websites. Well, Google pays them to do that. We're not getting involved with that. I was going to say we don't want to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to accept Google ads for a few bucks. Just not going to do that. But I do want to highlight some of the things that we do for the listeners. We do for you, and we have for so long, just in case maybe I haven't mentioned it or you forgot. We manually upload the show archives, the videos each day for the listeners. A lot of shows charge you for this access. They charge you for the archives. We gather and post news from all around independent media sources to keep you up to date. Some websites charge. Most helpful articles, guides to help you live a better life. We offer educational advice to those who call or email with health issues. And believe me, you guys that are calling in the show, we love you. How many shows do you listen to that opens the phone lines so that you can voice your opinion? I know a lot that don't allow you to do that. We are free, independent. We want the callers to call in. And if you're calling in and you're getting your voice heard, are you donating $5 a month? Ask yourself that. We have to have support to be able to do that, to be able to open the phone lines for you guys to call. Anyone listening to the show, please, if you could donate $5 a month. We're not out here begging. That we are proud of what we have, but we are 100% listener funded, 100%. We print, we send material to those that don't have the internet. We have customers that'll say, you know, will you send me in my package some information on this? Well, yes, and we do. If we have it, we do anything and everything in our power to help you, to make your life easier. It's not that easy on us at times, but we'll do it. We send you the daily email. It recaps the entire show, All you have to do is click on a link. You have hour one, you have hour two. You click on either link that you want. It's there at your convenience. You don't even have to go to thepowerhour.com to archive the show. You have it in your email blast. What a blessing. What a convenient. And we don't charge you for that. Just a Got few a things. I know.
There's even stuff. I mean, we don't get to cover all the news, too. And when you get the email blast, all the news that we were going to cover that we didn't have because we ran out of time is all there. The links are all there, which is a nice thing. We do have a caller holding, Eric in Missouri. You're on the phone with Power Hour Jay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to know if you could repeat what you offered advice to one of your friends that had high blood pressure. I got a son's 26, and he's just now been put on blood pressure medicine, and he's had some heat strokes and stuff like that. But it's more than just Strauss Heart Drops. I don't think Strauss Heart Drops is for blood pressure, is it? It's more for cleaning out your arteries?
Well, what I did for my neighbor, Eric, if you remember, was I put him on the Colestamine with North American Urban Spice first to get his cholesterol level down, because there is a sequence between cholesterol and blood pressure. And then I put him on black seed capsules from North American Urban Spice. Up to date on that, if you remember me talking about it, he's off the medication. We remember, if you remember thinking back, we got him to doing, oh gosh, that's been a while, like 4 months ago. We got him to the point where he was only doing three times, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, a blood pressure medication. I think it was lisinopril. And we got it down that far. And then we started eliminating another day. And it's over time. Don't do it immediately. But as of an update, he's off. No blood pressure medicine. He stays on the Colestamine, and he stays on the black seed capsules. Two a day. Thanks, Eric.
Oh, okay. Well, there was some they were saying that which kind of cholesterol, because they were saying that the LDL cholesterol is what you need to live to be 100 and low insulin. So does it discriminate on which cholesterol it lowers?
I'm not an expert on that, Eric. I'm really not sure. I just see results. And I think I talked to you before about, you know, my husband, the doctor calling and saying, your husband's cholesterol level is a little elevated. We're going to call in a prescription. And I'm like, don't waste your time. And I got him on the Colestamine. After 3 months, we went back, and they, according to them, the one that was bad is the one that was lowered.
Yeah, that was the LDL.
The LDL.
Yep.
Well, that, I heard that's the good one. The LDL, the big cholesterol, is what you need.
Oh, well, yeah. There's mixed opinions.
A lot to listen to.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Thanks,
so the thing is, now that we were talking, also besides that, is the object of fasting. And the fact that you and Catherine are doing this on Monday and Wednesday?
Absolutely. It's something that Joyce used to do, and we would all get involved with her. And for some reason, Catherine and I were talking over the weekend, and it's like, I just kind of, I don't know, I felt I needed to fast. And I asked her if she would like to join me. And then, of course, we're calling, you know, her sister, you know, we got to get in touch with her brother. We want to do this on Monday and Wednesday, and we'll put in Jay's corner also some things to help with fasting. I personally did some chicken broth with some cayenne pepper. I drank a lot of water. I heard Justin Porter say that he took his Purely Men on his fasting days. So I took three of my Purely Men's. I really still had lots of energy. I spoke to Catherine this morning, and I told her already, I said, I'm not even hungry at this point. You know, I'm going to pull it as long as I can through the day today. Now I am going to eat I've got stuff to make a cabbage soup. And I am going to eat today, but then Wednesday we'll be back on the fast again. And that's from morning to night. And I'm a big fan too of the intermittent fasting. I've done intermittent fasting for several, at least two, three years now. And that's where I don't eat past 6:30 is my drawing line. And then I don't eat again until around 11 or 12 the next day. I do want to go, and we'll put that all in Jay's corner with some ideas and some things that can help you get through it, drinking wise, and some of the spices to spice it up with. And one of the partners that we have on the website is Star West Botanicals, and they're all organic and GMO free. And that's where we like to buy our cayenne pepper, and they have a turmeric powder. They have a black pepper. That's where we like. And so you can do that through our partners tab. If you don't have internet, call Linda. I will help you through those partners tab and get it ordered for you. Don't hesitate to do that. I do want to cover just a few things. I know we're close on time. I do want to remind you of a few things that we pay for monthly that you may not be aware of. And that is the website, the email hosting, show archive, podcast, video hosting. We pay for the call to listen phone. We pay when you guys call to place an order. That's a toll-free number we pay for. And I'm not trying to do this we. I just need you to be aware of what we pay for when we ask for your help each month. The email newsletter for marketing, that cost us. Audio video production, radio, we still do have a few radio stations that we pay for. We're still paying on the past shortwave bills that we've not caught up on. And God bless them. They are so wonderful to allow us to make payments on it. But you know, we got far behind and we were asking for help then, and that didn't work. We just ask for anything that you can do, please, each month. And then, you know, we want to tell you that we appreciate your help on helping us to pay the bills each month. After we pay all these bills, there's just not a whole lot left. You know, we do have to repurchase products. I'm sure you're aware of that. They just don't come to us free. And I also wanted to cover the fact that we cannot always do a 10% discount and free shipping. The reason why is because when you get a 10% discount, you're really actually getting a 13% discount, because when we run your credit card, there's a 3% credit card fee that we have to pay. So don't complain about a 10% discount because you want more. You're really getting a 30% discount. The majority of our customers do use credit card. I mean, I went to the dog groomers on Saturday for my dog, and she forewarned me ahead of time, if you're going to use debit or credit card, I have to charge you a 3% additional fee to do that. And I went on a line to pay my personal property taxes. I was charged, and it told me you will be charged an additional 3% fee for using your credit or debit card. When I went to the license bureau to renew license plate on our truck, yes, there's a 3% fee that they charge you in addition to do this. So please keep in mind, when we do a 10% discount, and that's why we can't do both. We can't always, and we will at times, throw in, you know, a free shipping along with a discount. But I think from our listeners and callers, they were telling me that they would really rather have the 10% discount. It's something that anytime we've had a guest on the show, we've always done a 10% discount, and we love honoring that. But then there were those that wanted free shipping along with it, and we can't give away the house. We can't give every little profit that we make to the customers. We won't be here. You know, I just read off some of the things that we have to pay for to help each and one of you to understand why there's not freebies all over the case. Everybody wants a deal. We understand that. Dave, you have any questions for me?
Well, I mean, you've covered quite a bit here. Just to understand something, too, that, Jay, you have been with Joyce Riley for a long time before you and Catherine picked up the slack in 2009 and took the show to where it is now. So you are used to, and, you know, people, we get a lot of references to people when I talk, it's another one of those podcasts. No, it's not. It's a nationally syndicated radio talk show. We're on radio stations, and that separates us from the normal podcasters out there that are coming out with garbage like, you know, King Charles just got beheaded because he's a pedophile. And we all know, see, this is the kind of garbage that other people are listening to. And we dismiss all of that. You know, these people are trying to make a name for themselves by putting out phony information. We try not to do that, folks. That's one of the reasons why we care. And that's one of the reasons why I told you previously that it costs a lot of money to run a nationally syndicated radio show. You know, for those that don't realize it, Power Hour Jay just explained it to you. Thank you so much, Jay, for coming on the show.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
Thank you. And we will be back tomorrow with our Hump Day edition here. In the meantime, you know, be positive. Reach out to somebody. Be nice. Get in conversation. Make it work for you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.